Welcome to Creating Cash Flow for November 5th, 2023. Hi, everybody. I'm Christine Aller, and I coach the Creating Cash Flow program. Setting up my clock here. That's why it looks so strange. Okay. Hi, Kate. So, you're an Eileen. And then we'll do Jen, and then the floor will be open. And if anybody else has questions, just raise your hand so I know and can divide our time appropriately. So, Karen Eileen, victories. You wrote, I'm just calmer in general, which is a huge win. Definitely. You're reaching out more to your beloved friends who are thousands of miles away just to fill the well while you're looking for local people. Great. You made an attempt to strengthen a brand new friendship by taking a walk in the 1,000-degree Florida heat and almost died. Don't kill the people. Make the friends. Don't kill the friends.
Thank you.
That's great. And a comedy short film that you had a juicy role in last year is killing it on the festival circuit. And there was a screening in Fort Lauderdale, which is near where you live. And you're like, oh, I'm trying to get people to go. And then you're like, maybe I'll take my parents. And you sat behind them and you got to watch them as they watched you. And it was just great. You could feel their energy of like, that's our daughter. What a moment.
Yeah, it was good.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay. So Karen Eileen is a cash flow tiger. She does voice, she is a multi-talented performer. And as a side biz, she also does lots of other things, voiceover coaching, different kind of speaking engagements. All of that good stuff. And so you have this opportunity that came that you said yes to because you need money, which is fine. And a casting director was like, hey, come in, teach my kids how to set up a voiceover studio, you know, with their parents.
Basically, yeah.
And you were like, okay. And it's a 6-week class
No, it's can I
or
know
a
there was a lot of
weekend.
information.
That's okay.
So it's an intro class for 1 hour
Okay.
and then a 2 hour follow up where they have two choices. So intro for 1 hour and then so it's 3 hours total.
And so Karen Eileen was like, okay, well, it could be like 195 or 395, and then we split it 50-50. And the casting director was like, what? And so basically, she's used to hiring people by the hour and not really like basing it on however many students sign up for the class itself. And so she was like, how about $125 an hour for you? And you're like, okay, this is a great example. And it's really wonderful that you're sharing the way this all went down, because for you, it has already been a learning experience, but then for everybody else, it could be a learning experience. So the teacher's like, no, how about I pay you by the hour? And you're like, okay, well, I'll need to be paid in advance, like 14 days. You forgot to email to invoice her, but you're going to do that today. Any special message to include with the email? No, just like this is due at this time. I
So it
mean,
was
when it,
14. I mean, it's shorter than 14 days. Like the first one is on November 15th. So I'm like, do I mean, I have my head in a trick bag about apologizing, like in an email, like,
what's there to apologize for?
because I said 14 days and it's not 14 days and I didn't invoice her. That's
Do you think she's
kind of
upset that you didn't invoice her?
I don't even think she's thinking about it, quite
Yeah.
honestly. Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Just,
Okay.
you know, only deal with that issue if it presents itself as an issue.
Okay.
When do you want to get paid by? If the class starts on the 15th.
Oh my God. I'm gonna give her like a week out, so by November 8th.
Okay, so the money's due by the 8th.
Yeah, due to me by the 8th, or we cancel
Sounds
the
good.
class.
Yeah. So on the 9th, if you don't get your money, you have to call her and be like, hey, just we have to deal with this.
Or we can do the
Or,
class another time.
right. Or, yeah. And then she's like, oh, okay, I'll get it to you by tomorrow. And then if she doesn't get it to you by the second deadline, first deadline invoice, second deadline, what you ever agree on, don't do it.
That was my question. Like, how many
You have
chances does she get, and how do I?
you can't, if you are so in like, I need this money.
Oh no, it's not that I mean, it's not enough money that it's like, oh, I have to, ma. I mean, it would be
Correct.
helpful, but yeah.
Saying that for everybody though.
Okay, gotcha.
If you are like, and sometimes we're in positions where we're like, I just need this money. Then you don't have any leverage and that's fine. And then you just chase the money until you hopefully get the money.
Oh gosh, okay.
Leverage is, I don't chase people for money. Here's my invoice. There's the deadline. Oh, you missed it. That's okay. Benefit of the doubt, but you don't do it twice to me because now we're not doing business.
Right.
Now this is weird and this is a
Got it.
red flag.
Flaky and weird. Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, so do that. And then you offered to give her students a friends and family coaching rate, like, oh, anybody from this class, I'd be happy to coach them for $75 an hour. And she's like, whoa, no, I want them to book through me, through my studio. And what was she saying that they would book with her for 125 and she would give you 75?
That is my understanding. I'm going to make that very clear because 75 is my rate. So, I mean,
Okay.
if she wants to give me 125, great, but I'm thinking that's not what she's offering. So,
Probably not.
yeah.
And then you were also like, I'll give these students my direct email. And then you're like, ooh, do I need to tell her that I'm giving them the direct email and putting them on my list? And you went to her website, can't find any mention of this class. So she's not posting it. Maybe she's just sending it directly to the email list.
She said there's interest. She's already gotten signups, but I don't
That's
see
great.
any evidence. She must be emailing people directly. So,
Okay. And then you were like, do I request, you were like, do I request or demand a video copy of the training and a right to use excerpts on it on my own website? So, how would you have done all of this differently from the beginning? This is, you get to teach everybody. I want you to teach us how you would do this all differently. So she came to you
she came to me.
and was like, hey, Karen Eileen, could you teach a thing and help the students create the thing? What, lead us through how you would do this differently.
So what I did was I sent her sort of a lengthy email explaining like 8 or 9 different programs I offer and what the prices would be, and she had a meltdown because she's not at that place, right? So I said, okay, let's make this really simple. Let's do something like this. And so back and forth. Okay, you asked me what I would do differently. Hold on.
Yeah, don't tell us what happened.
I
What would
gotcha.
you do differently
I'm
if someone
losing time,
approaches you
sorry.
and says, hey, would you teach this course?
Okay. I need to make a decision about whether or not I'm willing to work by the hour. That's an interesting thing. Like, I'm willing to do it here, but I don't know if that's a great idea. If she's gonna get 100 students at like $150 a pop, and I'm getting $125 an hour, that's not a great scenario. So I'm not sure how to make that decision yet. This is my first time with her. So I would say, here's my rate. The money's due here. Here's my PayPal. Here's my Venmo. Here's my Zelle. If you don't pay me by that date, no problem. We'll cancel the class and do it another time.
Great.
Okay. And
So
in addition,
let me pause. Let me pause for a second. For everyone listening, someone comes to you, hey, would you do this thing? A great question to ask is, yeah, what do you have in mind? Let them, what do you have in mind? How would you like to structure it? How many students do you think you'll get? Like, what are you thinking? Because then you would get a lot. Well, I could pay you by the hour and I think I'd get 50 students and then blah de de who, and I want to have it on this. And like, then you kind of see what they're thinking. And that would give you a lot more information. Because what happened, the where the cart kind of went off the road on this And this is really important because you've done this in the past, and I'm not bagging on you. We're just doing an intense gym session to build these businesses.
No, I'm not feeling bagged on. Please continue.
An opportunity comes to you, and you sort of like respond with your
A
information
tidal wave.
when you don't have any idea yet of what they're thinking. What's their budget? How many people? How long do they think you'll be teaching? Like all the specs. Because what it also does is that question puts them in a position where they have to get their thoughts together. Like you can say, make me a proposal. So they're doing the work instead of you going, okay, well, here's all my website. Like now you've sent this long email of all this work. This
Yeah,
wasn't even your idea.
that's right. That's what happened.
So next time, I want you to stop and go, this wasn't even my idea. Okay, so let me send me a proposal of how you would like, how you're thinking. Just your thoughts, how this will go down, what it'll look like. And I'll consider it. And then that allows you to come back much easier with a counter proposal of like, well, that can't happen this way. What about this? This is the way it will work for me. What do you think? And then they can come back and go, no. And then you can be like, well, deal breaker, not deal breaker. Okay.
Yes,
So what
good.
else would you do differently?
This is all very good because you're right. I got a job offer and I hit her with a tsunami. That's what I did. I sent a gentle tsunami in response. We got to the place of what she was thinking, but only after a lot of emailing, which was wasted time. Okay. The other thing I would do different is I would make a decision about making sure I could get a copy of the class, like a video copy, and making sure that she was okay with me adding the students to my personal voiceover emailing list with the agreement. Like this time, I'm okay with going through the studio if she's gonna give me my rate and pay me in advance before I see the student. That's fine with me. I would make that clear. I'd like to offer your students this rate. If they book with me, it's a straight m money to me. If they book through you, you pay me in advance before I meet with the student. Also something about, I don't know, like a testimonial, and maybe if I could like ask permission to send a follow-up email to the students for a testimonial and tag her, class was held here and the student said yay, that kind of thing. That's all I can think of so far.
Yeah, that's great. So what you're illustrating here is that before you say yes, you want to get all of the points not only agreed upon, but then the email you should be sending is the end. Here's a recap of our agreement. To do line item, line item, line item, line item, line item.
Oh, yeah, I didn't do that this time.
So, and what will help with this, and what I know you're working on, is the ownership of who you are as a side biz owner, as a professional in your field. And so when someone comes at you with like, hey, let's do this, we could make some money, you can be like, okay, sure, as long as, I get the things I need. And if you're going back and forth, especially like on price, let's have it like this. Well, then let's have it like this. Then you can always say, okay, well, if we're gonna go with this price, if this is what you're gonna pay me, I need the emails of the students. I need to be able to put them on my email list. I
I
need a
got
copy
you.
of the thing. And if they're like, no, well, and you're like, okay, if they're like, well, I don't really want to give you the emails and I don't want you to have a copy and to use the course, then you go, then I have to be paid more. Like I have to be, it helps
Compensated.
you illustrate. But ideally you'd get like to get paid more and get all the stuff. That's the negotiation. But the leverage you have is like, well, if you were paying me less, I need to have other benefits of doing this, or I'll just go do my own life and do my own stuff.
Now, because I've already agreed to this without all these teeny little details, like, is there a way after the fact to go to her and say,
I would send her an
not this?
invoice.
Yeah.
And then send a separate email that is like, after she pays you,
Yeah.
just be like, well, you could do it before or after. If it's a deal breaker for you to get the email and get a copy of the
It's
things.
not this one time. I'm gonna
Yeah.
just learn from
And
this
just
and move
get the
on.
money
Yeah.
from her and then go back and go, hey, I just wanted to know if it's okay with you, this and this. Can I get a copy? How do we want to do the email thing? Do we want it only booked through you? You're gonna put, what does that mean? You're gonna put something on your, I mean, the fact that she added you to her website was a little weird. You can request that she takes that down because you didn't actually agree upon that. That's fair.
I don't know how to think about it. I don't know if I want me there for visibility or not. I'm not sure how to feel about it yet.
I mean, you can say you can keep me up there through the end of the year just in case these students want to book with me. And then you go back and make sure she takes it down.
Okay.
Or you could just ask her to take it down now. It's up to you.
Okay.
But it's a great illustration of negotiating terms of agreement before anybody says yes. Because it's really hard to go back afterwards and be like, can you not, can we? Yeah. And the idea that, I mean, how many students is she thinking is going to be?
I didn't ask her that, and I have no
Okay.
clue. This used to happen live. There was like a really cool studio really near her that used to happen live, and the owner unfortunately passed away from COVID. So she used to go and do the classes there, and now she's looking for some other way, and she thought of me. So that's how she came to me. So I
The
don't
thing
know.
about pricing is there's many, many ways. I love pricing because there's so many ways to structure it.
Okay.
So let's say you're like, no, I need to get paid by the student, not by the hour. And she's like, no, I'm only going to pay by the hour. And you're like, well, I'll let you pay me by the hour for a class size of six. And then every student over six, I get $50 extra. Like you can do it that way. But
Okay.
the idea that there would be 10 students in the class and she's collecting the class fee on 10 students and you're getting paid for the one,
For
no.
an hour.
No. And if someone's like, well, I don't understand why this is a deal breaker for you, it's because the more people in the class, the more energy it takes to facilitate and make sure everybody is getting what they need. And that is more work. My work is exponentially greater the more people I'm serving in a course. So that's where the compensation exponentially comes in. And yeah, and it's not, so this is good, but this
No,
is
it's
a
good.
great example because you will never forget this.
No,
These
I will not.
examples, this is, I did so much as an organizer where I was like, well, that will never happen again. But I had to eat it. I had to eat it, eat not making the money because I undersold or over, it was just like, and then you go never again. And that's how you learn.
Okay.
It's not making the mistake. It's making the mistake twice. Don't make the mistake twice. You can make all the mistakes once. And then if you
That's
take
funny.
courses like this, I can help you avoid a
Yes.
few.
Yes. I was like, and this is re good learning for me because she came at me like after she approached me, she came at me with this like interesting desperation energy. She's like, I need to know what your schedule is because I need to advertise it. And I let her amp me up. But my thought to myself was, I'm not meeting with Christine in Cashflow for a while. What do I'm gonna do the best I can here. I'm gonna do the best I can. I'm gonna be thoughtful and think about the things and okay, I did the best I could. So
When you are in, when you're collaborating with someone on a business structure like this, they're, especially when they brought it to you,
yes.
her emergencies are not your emergencies.
I remember that bumper sticker or that placard or
Yeah.
whatever it is.
You run your business, whatevs. All I care about is that you're going to pay me and I show up and there's people and the technology works. Like, that's it. Yeah. 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 Good learning. So get your money. Step one. Step two, ask for all the stuff you want and see what you can get. Yeah.
Okay. We're still
But
safe. You know
congratulations.
what?
It's lovely when people are coming to you and offering you things. Like, that's
I'm
cool.
enjoying that universe. Please bring me more. That's very
Right?
lovely. Yes.
Absolutely.
Very
So then you
nice.
had another question, correct? You've
Yes,
been hired
please.
for a third time to be a guest lecturer. They came to you again, right?
We've talked about this on and off. This was like, during pandemic, I did a bunch of online voiceover trainings with a casting director, the one who paid me 50-50. One of the people in the room, one of those times, unbeknownst to me, was a professor at a huge university here in Florida. And so she was like, "Hey, I'm glad I took your class, but really I was taking it because I was looking for a guest lecturer for my master's students. Will you come teach them voiceover?" And I was like, "Hell yes, I will." So this is round three. So this is the third time I've been back. And the thing that I love is that the time when she approached me this time, she was like, "I understand that this is way less than your fee." She's like, "This is what we can pay you, but I get that it's really low. And if you have to say no, I understand." And hilarious because, nobody but you guys know exactly where I am in my cash flow life. And so I was very calm and I was like, "Yeah, it's really low and I love you guys and please don't spread it around, but I'm gonna do it for you." And she was like, "Oh, thank you." And I was like,
But this time it's in person.
say it
This
again.
time it's in person, though.
It's always
This
been
time it's in person.
in person with the
Oh, it's
master's
always been in
students at the
person? Okay.
university. It's they don't
Okay.
want to do an online class, so I always go live to the university.
Yeah. So there's an opportunity here, you wrote, of like what else they could do since they know they're wildly underpaying you. So it's
Yeah.
like letters of introduction to other departments. So what else, what could they do for you, Karen Eileen?
That's why I wanted to sort of get your wisdom because I feel like I'm sort of like a baby negotiator and a baby marketer, so like I'm not even sure I know what's on the buffet table yet.
Okay. So what are you doing for them? Is it a theater department and you're teaching voiceover? Like, what are you
These are
doing?
yeah, these are MFA acting students who are going to leave my class with everything they need to know to launch a voiceover career in addition to their acting career.
Okay.
So I empower them
So
to go away and do that. And, and coach with me or coach with somebody else, but I give them like solid foundations and then all the action steps. So.
Could you ask the professors who've hired you? I would like you to write a letter to they who hired you. How did like is it the theater dean of the department and there was a line item in the
It was the
budget that
professor, yeah, so the professor found me, but the head of the drama department is the one who does the hiring.
Okay, so go to the head of the drama department and say, you know, it would be great is if you could write a letter that would be given to the heads of other drama departments in other master's programs saying she was amazing, she's done this for us three times, this is such a worthwhile bonus for our students to have, and then have ask can the professor who's, you know, coordinating this with these students have the students write what they gained from this. So then you have like 10 testimonials. Now you have a little packet that you can send away to other
That's
schools.
the next step here, I'm thinking. So,
Yeah.
okay. Yeah.
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 So that would
Okay.
be very valuable.
All right.
They extract that information from their students and then
Okay.
yeah, so those two, call them deliverables. Those two deliverables
Deliverables,
would
yes.
be wonderful extra compensation
Okay.
and very valuable to me.
Okay. Makes me a
Yeah.
little nauseous. I'll run by the letter to or the email to the dean before I send anything or do anything so I'm gonna get some eyeballs on it.
Yeah, so what makes you nauseous?
I've never asked anybody sort of in a position to help me get hired for something to help me get hired.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know him. I know the professor who brought me on, so he's sort of a stranger, a nice stranger, but he's sort of
Well, you asked the professor to ask the dean.
I gotcha.
Like,
Okay.
yeah, you can go through the contact you know,
Okay.
but it's you're always going to feel nauseous.
Oh
Your
gosh,
tip.
good to know.
Yes. I'm doing making requests right now. I feel nauseous. Scary. Because it's just sort of like they don't know you. Yeah. Good. You only live once.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And you don't get things you don't have, like
Oh
asking.
God, I grew up hearing
You don't know
that and it
what you
used to
can
make
get.
me crazy, but I'm reframing
Yeah,
it.
me
Like you
too.
don't, if you don't
Yeah.
ask, you don't get it. Yeah. So.
And sometimes you get it even when you don't ask, and that's wonderful.
Yes.
But you don't know
Yes.
what you can get
Until
until
you
you
ask.
ask. Because sometimes you can get exactly what you ask for. And it's like, oh my God, that's amazing.
Is there like something you love, a podcast, a blog, or something that talks about negotiation for a female or goddess identifying business humans? Because I feel like I need some in between our meetings love, because I'd like to grow
But I'm
there.
sure they're out there, but I don't know anything specific.
Okay. How did you learn your marketing wizardry
My
stuff?
God, like a decade of courses and listening and reading and
Okay.
books. And I mean, much, oh, I built those muscles way before like podcasts
Oh,
and
I see. Okay.
teachable courses and like, I just lots of books and other courses and stuff. That's why I don't have anything off the top of my head
I
because I
got it.
just, but they're out there.
Okay.
That information is out there, and it really would behoove you to listen to some podcast, like just to keep stuff fresh
I'm
in your
going to now.
mind.
Yep.
I'll think about like good ones. I'm just in a whole different, I don't listen to as
Yeah.
many business podcasts anymore,
Okay.
but they're out there.
Well, I'll see what I can find.
Yeah, just my hesitation is just be on the listening and the lookout for patriarchal stuff, because there's a lot of women who learn from men and they're just parroting back the like girl boss and that you gotta do this, and it's like, well, no,
That's a good, cautionary reminder.
Kelly,
Yes.
Kelly Deals. I don't think she has a podcast, but she's probably been interviewed on a lot of
Kelly
podcasts.
Deals.
Kelly, yeah, DEILS, I think, or DIELS. Kelly Deals. She's platinum blonde.
Okay.
And also Carol Lowenthal. Unfuck Your Brain
Oh my
podcast.
God, what a great name.
Yeah, she's a straight shooter. All very much about, yeah. I think her podcast would probably be the best place to start.
Okay.
Go all the way back and start listening kind of from the earlier ones forward. But
Okay.
she's a former lawyer and she's really into like female empowerment, setting your price, owning, but in a very feminist, healthy point of view on that. Yeah, that's who I would say.
Okay, thank you.
Good
Thank
question.
you.
You're welcome.
Thank you
Good
very much.
work.
Yeah.
And congratulations on the opportunities.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Jen, come, let's go. Cashflow Cat, who
Hello.
is an actor, filmmaker, multi-talented, also cellist extraordinaire. And you wrote that you're thinking of building up your private cello studio and trying to turn it into a proper side business. In the past, you've only kind of taught when students kind of came to you. You have a student currently, but you'd like to get, maybe two or three more students and actually kind of market this a little bit. And a victory, you actually did get a request for a new student. And you're like, yay, trying to keep that going. And yes, stating your intentions, that's the universe going, Jen, I don't know. Did you just say you wanted more? We could do that for you. What would you like? At least they're listening to you. So what is the hesitation? What's this, the blockage of like, I want to do it, but I'm not doing it? And what's the wiffle waffle?
Yeah. So I really having this new student. I'm sorry, I have to take these out. I can't hear
No worries.
me now on the computer. Can you? Okay. So I love having this new student. It's actually fun. This new student came to me from a student I had 10 years ago, and this student was two at the time. And so they've brought me back. This family has brought me back. It's so much fun teaching her. She's now 12. And I really do like teaching. I get really into trying to explain things to people in a way that hopefully they'll get it. And in like different than the teachers that I had that weren't capable of doing that or whatever, you know. And so it's an obvious side hustle for me. And it's a pretty good hourly, like I think because of classes, or I mean things I've heard in the program, I actually, when I did set this rate with this student, and which was greatly different than 10 years ago, I just said it. And then she said yes, which was great. I probably could have asked for more, but I'm comfortable at this level for what it is.
Okay.
So it's cool I might get this new student, which also kind of came through those same people. So it's definitely something I could, like, one of the steps I could take is just saying to my parent, like, hey, I'm looking to get more students, you know, that's one thing. But where I'm blocked, Well, I did some mindset work on it, and one thing that came up was like, well, I mean, I've worked so hard in this business for so long that like I'm now just going to go back to teaching. Like, I mean, I could have done that anywhere. I feel like I've kind of like moved past that thought, but I think I'm struggling with how to really keep it aside. Like, I don't want to dive 100% into it, and that's not what cash flow is asking, you know? So, but I'm not used to just, here's the thing, when people come to me, it's so easy to say yes, of course, I'd love to teach you. You know, I'll fit into my schedule and it's great. But if I'm making the effort to reach out and like make it my thing, then I guess it feels too like definite. Like it's ha like it's well, this is what's the now I'm teaching. I don't know. Then it feels like I have to be more official. Like, I think one of the things that I liked was they know that I'm a working professional in other ways. And so, like, I love the fact that we can kind of keep it loosey goosey and, like, you know, they want flexibility. I want flexibility. But I feel like if I have a cello studio, it's got to be like, you know, there's probably like rules and like, you know, I want to keep it light. But I also do need to have rules. Like I shared with Ruthie, they canceled on me within like an hour, and my parent was like, "What's your cancellation policy?" I was like, "Well, I don't really have one." Ha ha. She was like, "Well, you know, you should have one, and it should probably be at least 24 hours." And here and you know, I was like, "Well, you know, if I do this thing next week, it's fine." And she just paid me. She was like, "We're not going to do that." So that's sweet. Luckily, I have a nice person that was need to have one. So it's like, how do I have that kind of stuff in place, but also like have the flexibility to be like, you know, I'm going to go away for 4 weeks, and because it's a private, there's I think there's like. The thing is, a private cello studio, it's like, you know, once you get a student, like you could be with them for years. You could also not. But so I guess it's that, like, I guess I'm totally doing black and white thinking about like, well, what's in between? What's in the middle? Like, even if I go want to go away to make a film or go on vacation or something, it's okay to go away for 3 or 4 weeks or something. Because they'll do it to me for sure. But does that
Is that any information about my blocks?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So this is delicious. And what this opportunity gives you is this chance to design something exactly the way you want it.
Yeah.
And right now your little lizard brain's coming out going, nope, there are rules and structures and it's got to look like that. And no one will take you seriously. And won't work. It won't work if you design the Loosey Goosey Cello Studio. It totally will work because your right clients, it'll be fine because
Yeah.
they want to work with you. So we're going to come back. Okay, let me make a note. So instead of like, oh my God, look at me, back to teaching. Never thought I'd have to do that. Better story. How lucky am I to have something in my back pocket that I can whip out and get this much money for,
Yeah.
or I want to? It's
And
like,
I believe that story way more than the other one, for
yeah.
sure. I'm like, this is awesome.
So this whole thing is going to be branded from the point of view of like, every now and then, time opens up in my schedule in between projects, and I just get in the mood to take on new students. And I'm in the mood right now. So, da, 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 da. Is that, that's the vibe. Like, oh my gosh, in between all her amazing projects that she does, once in a while, you're lucky enough to be able to get on her schedule as a student for the cello. That's the brand. It's like, you should be so lucky. It would be like Oprah every once in a while going, yeah, I'm open to be a life coach. Who would like to do that? You'd be like, and you would, and Oprah's like, I need to go away for 3 weeks. You'd be like, no problem. Fine. Absolutely go away. Just keep me on your roster.
Right.
And when you go away or do a project or whatever, you just assign them work to do. So this is what you're practicing. You need to send me a video every week. I will watch the video. I will be with you. We're just not going to be meeting. Like, you just
Yeah.
do something so they feel like you're not charging them, but they have to send you the video. You're not going to meet with them, but you're going to maybe send a note or two. Okay, careful on this one part. You're playing it fast each time, or I can see your hesitancy. So practice on that the next week. And that's what I'll look for on our next video. Like, just
Okay.
something like that. But when you talk about it with the parents, you say it like that. You're like, you know, I love teaching, and every so often, little pockets of time will open up in my schedule. And right now, there's a pocket. So, if you know anybody who would like to, you know, work with me specifically, feel free to share my information.
Okay.
So, you're textualizing why you're doing this because you
Right.
like it. And every so often you have time to do it.
Yeah.
But now I want to ask you, why is it so amazing for someone to work with you as their teacher? Beyond teaching someone the cello, how do you teach them that it makes it so fun, enjoyable, easy, whatever?
Yeah. Well, I do think that my professional experience is very valuable because like I can always speak from a place where like I've done such a varied type of cello work. Like I do classical, but I can also like talk to them on a language of like pop if they want to explore like playing different styles of cello. What I really love teaching beginners, and I like getting I love the challenge of really like tailoring it to that one particular student. Like I'm not, so that's the other thing. It's like, well, I don't have my like pedagogy book, you know, like I have the books I like to use, But it's sort of like I'm constantly just tailoring it to what the student needs rather than like making the student mold into like my teaching style. And so in that way, like I can tailor them, like tailor a program to them. Or if, like, for instance, with this one student, like she just started orchestra in class in her school. So like now I'm almost like tutoring her so that she's prepared for class, as opposed to like only doing the things that I am asking her to do.
Yeah, so you offer personalized instruction tailored to the needs of the individual student in a non-intimidating way. You love beginners, but you can work with people at any level and in any style or context. Pop, classical, professional level, beginning level. And the only reason I teach is to pass along the love I have for this instrument and the magic that music creates.
That's one, and I'm so glad there's a recording of this because I'm like, that's great.
Yeah.
No,
So if
that's
you
wonderful.
just have a little paragraph,
Okay.
the page of a website that says occasionally, and it says occasionally my schedule opens up, da, 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 status colon currently accepting students.
Okay.
Here's my hourly rate. This is what I do. This is my unique ability as a teacher. That little paragraph, contact form.
Okay.
Then you tell everybody you know. This is rare, but I do have time and I love teaching. Here's a little thing tells you what you need. And then the question would be, okay, so beyond your network of people and children of the people you've taught in the past, where might you find people who would be interested in working with someone like yourself?
Well, the people that my colleagues that I did talk to, they said, well, definitely register yourself with a couple of the music studios, music instrument luthier, like
Stores.
teach. Yes, thank you. Because they have lists. I'm not sure that's like a very that's pretty passive, I would say, like it's but it, sure, put my name there. And then also one friend was talking about, so one thing, one stipulation is that I really want to keep it in my area because I don't want to drive far because I can't have it at home. So like maybe reach out to some of the schools that are right around here, and like in West Hollywood, and they were like, just there's sometimes like parent boards. I have to ask her again, but like there are parent boards where you can be like, I just want to do like introduce myself to the not the parental board, but like the like a message, a community board kind of thing, so that I can like tell people there as well. The potential new student is actually her mother is a teacher at Wonderland, so like that would also be, if that works out, that's also very good because like a direct contact in at a school is even better.
And I think making sure, like, when you if you can if there's a place when you register at like the stores to put that little paragraph of like, this is who I am, because that's the selling point of like, oh, I'm gonna work with her. And what about, because there's beginners and then there's people playing who might need help getting better. Like they're in an orchestra already, even a student orchestra or school orchestra, and they just want more.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess the small switch of like what I am good at and what I'm the kind of students that I'm not trying to attract are the ones like I was, like the ones that are like on a track to be like go to conservatory, and because they really do need to be in like a more accredited program and studio that can help them make those connections to college or get into like, and so that's, I'm not looking for the child prodigy type. I don't want that energy with the parents. I don't want any of that, actually. I really love teaching like adult people that want to be, that want to learn to play the cello. I like what you said is like, I like to bring, I want people that want to love the cello and it's not like their,
Career.
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can even say non-career track, non-pre-professional cellists, hobbyists,
Yeah.
enthusiasts.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't mean that the younger kids that I teach won't do great things. It just means that I'm not targeting the like in high school kids. I can certainly help them a lot, but I don't feel like I feel like it's the parents that are going to be like, well, we need, you know. So I just
You
don't.
don't want that stage mom energy. So just hobbyists, enthusiasts, cello lovers. Those are my people.
Can I ask a very specific question about this new student? I'm hopefully going to get to teach them in the area, probably at Wonderland, but they live in the Deep Valley. And so if I did have to drive, and they're so like, oh my God, it'd be such a long drive for you. It would. But how do I figure out what a rate would be?
So you need a cancellation policy rate and you need a travel rate.
Okay. So how does one figure that out?
You just pick something that would be like, well, that'll be worth my while. So like if someone cancels in less than 24 hours, they pay for like half the session,
Okay.
or they just pay an amount that you decide on. Whatever would make you not resent them.
Right.
Basically, that's basically. So, what amount of money do you need to add on that would make you not resentful that you're driving? Like, and is it over an hour? Is it?
I mean, it's probably a good, like, well, depending on the time of the day, it would probably be a good 45 to an hour. I feel like, so my rate hourly is 125. So I feel like I can't imagine asking for, like, I feel like 175 would be the most. I mean, that seems like so much for a private lesson for them. But 25 an hour both ways, it wouldn't make me resentful. But it's still not even that, like, helpful. But yeah, I wouldn't be resentful.
You can't be resentful.
Right.
It's
I
not.
wouldn't be, resentful. I just feel like that wouldn't be economically feasible for long term for them.
Well, do they want to schlep their kid to you?
No, you're right. You're right. They know, yeah, they know.
A house call.
But am I sure? But you think I'm selling my? So I have the habit of selling myself short. We didn't discuss what that rate would be. They're talking up how much like it would be like so hard for me to like it would be like a lot of a hassle to drive to their place and back. So like, I don't know. Should I like say like 200 and just be like, call it? I don't know. Someone said $50 per trip. Okay. Plus the rate.
Yeah, like a 175,
Yeah. Okay.
then you won't be resentful.
Right.
You'd be like, sweet, I can make this trip and listen to audiobooks. Like, that's the energy you want to have. Now, question, is there a place? Oh my God, it just got so dark and now I look like a ghost. Is there a place, like a friend's house where the friend goes off to work that you could have lessons? In their garage, in their house, like in their ADU, like
Yeah,
a space
I'll
that's not your house, that's
right.
like 10 minutes away from your house.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely something to investigate. And yeah, I'm trying to think. I guess that would, to me, that means I would need to have like a few students booked on that at that time, for like a group, like that's, I mean, my teachers would have, teaching days on Saturdays and Sundays, and they would have, but so it feels a little less loosey-goosey that way. But definitely, like, that's why I feel like the if I was able to teach at the school, it would totally make all of that worthwhile. Any like
Yeah.
we're basically we are trying to find solutions to that.
Yeah. So then you have the alternative, like I can come to you or you can come here.
Right,
And then,
exactly.
yeah.
That would be helpful.
And here's the thing. Would you love to have this new student? Sure. Do you want to make the drive? No. So if they can't afford you, they can't afford you. And that's okay because there's other cello teachers that are not getting Jen Gunn, which is like the best. Their daughter or whoever will just like love, love, love you. But that's okay. Like it, sometimes it's just not financially doable. And it's okay. And I'm saying this for everybody listening, because sometimes your big heart is like, oh, but I know she'd have a great experience with me. And it sucks that, so I'll just lower my rate. And it's like, no, you can't afford to do that. If you are wealthy and we're just doing this for fun, sure, do whatever you want. But no.
That's cool. All right. Well, so
And I am currently taking voice lessons for talking, not singing. And my instructor does Zoom, but I'm like, oh God, no. So I drive once a week for 12 weeks to from Glendale to Santa Monica because I want to do this. I know it's important and I know it needs to be done in person. So I'm want it. So if these parents want, because I want her. So if these parents want you, they'll figure out a way to do it.
Yeah, I think they will. I think you're right, for sure. So, awesome. So my task is to come up with a little blurb and make it official, get it out there.
Yep. Just spread the word everywhere. School, like wherever your right people are.
Awesome.
Yeah. Are there like music teachers that also teach, like piano teachers, that it would be worth knowing that you teach cello so that if they have, I don't know, like who else serves? I'm always thinking, who else serves the cello people?
I mean, maybe. I mean, I just thought of like also I should probably just make like a couple posts on Facebook and Instagram, like because of my community, just like, hey, I'm looking, I have a couple open spots in my studio, and like if anybody knows anybody looking for a teacher in the West Hollywood area.
You might sniff around, sniff, first sniff around next door.
Oh
Know
yeah.
what that is? It's like an
I do,
online
yeah.
thing for neighborhoods,
I could
but
put
some
stuff
of them can be a
on that
little
next door.
weird.
Yeah. It is a
Yeah.
little weird. Do you think that so you would put the rate on there? I feel like a lot like people's private student rates are like a like no one really posts their rates, so maybe I could just leave it as something
You
called.
absolutely don't have to post your rates. If you feel like that's how it's done and I don't want that out there, that's fine.
So, but I could just like they can act, they can call for inquiries, right? Or something. Okay. Awesome.
Is it that you don't want to post it on like Facebook or Nextdoor and you don't mind posting it on like your website, or you just don't want it posted anywhere?
I guess I could post it. I mean, I guess what's the psychology? Is it a barrier that people won't call because they, because sometimes I want to know somebody's rate before I call. Yeah. So I guess I wouldn't mind posting it on my website. I guess it's just sort of like a try, like I don't know what my friends charge kind of thing. Like it's sort of kept, but it doesn't matter.
Is it just that you think in your professional community, people would be like, that's so low?
I think in the professional community, it's kind of mid to high, but it's not high, but it's so maybe I think I would be I think I would feel comfortable posting that price, but yeah, I think it's just something that people don't like actively post, but I don't
Yeah,
know.
I mean, my whole thing is that's the next question.
Yeah.
And
Right.
they
It totally
don't
is.
have to
Yeah.
field people who are just poking around for whom that is like out of their range.
You're totally right. I should just, yes, because I don't want that extra legwork.
Yeah, it's a side business. Like,
Right.
I
You're
want to
totally
process
right.
people as quickly as possible. I don't have the time.
Okay. I love that. Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank
And
you.
it's a rate that it's not like someone's going to look at them and go, well, whoa, $50 an hour. Like that's super weird and too cheap. Like your
I'm in the
keepers are not
range.
going to be like,
Yeah. No, I'm an okay range. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
you're fine. So I think there's no downside to you posting it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm excited for you. This is a beautiful, lovely way to make extra cash.
Yeah. It really is. And it doesn't have to be my life and career.
Right. And when you're full, or if you say you can have on your website one spot available, two spots available or whatever, and then when you are doing a film, just say not taking students until I'll reopen for students in June. Here's where you can get on the list.
Love
Yeah.
it.
So you can open the doors and close the doors and give your students homework. And
I
trust me,
love
you go away for 3 weeks, their parents will be happy not to pay you for 3 weeks.
it.
No one's going to be sad.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. Who else? We have a wonderful abundance of time. Who has questions? Ruthie!
I'm muted. So glad to
There
be
we go.
back. Hi, it's so good to see you. You're so such magic, such magic. I'm so glad Jen is here. I was taking a class on Sundays and now it's not happening, but I didn't have an idea. I have much more clarity on using my storytelling skills, and I've done it. I've seen progress at Abundance Bound with it, and moving forward with like just clarifying the brand. And I have one coach that I'm doing like just testing my skills, getting an ROI for people, and I'm working with one person, starting with someone else. There are people who want to do it. There's a demand finally for something I'm offering. So it's great. Hallelujah.
Good,
Yeah, I'm
good.
like, wait, I think people might want this. And with entrepreneurs, there's an ROI that's clear and direct and is measurable. So that's exciting rather than, solo shows and all that stuff. Anyway, so I have what's exciting is I have a template that I'm using called Story Brand it's for entrepreneurs. Love it,
Yeah.
use it. It's great. And I'm just using these skills I have. Of just, I'm curious, asking the questions, helping clarify what the story is, pushing people to go beyond, like, well, this is the answer. It's like, no, let's go deeper. Why are you offering? Like, it's the same with a show, like just digging into, come on, give me the juice, because that's what will make people pay attention and come back. Same with their business, honestly, like, what is the truth? Let's get to the truth, not what you think, whatever the story is. Anyway. So I'm here and it's exciting because it feels, again, people are like, when can we meet? Oh, wow. I don't know where to go. I was like, okay, I'll have to talk to Christine Aller about this. Like, okay, so basically for my one person show, I bought the domain on Wix. I just need it low hanging fruit. Just Wix is fine, but I'm not even excited. But there are people who are signing up to do something for one person shows, but I don't have it in me. I may do like a let's meet on Zoom for $20 and once a week I'll give you prompts and whatever. Fine. But I feel like my one person show could be the place, sort of the clearinghouse for my solo shows, which I want to start selling and pitching, but also, the story brand stuff, perhaps it'll just keep that brand. I don't know. I don't care. But beyond that, I don't know what to do for next steps on possibly like I still want two or three to work for with two or three more people in a 3 month process, it seems to be. I don't know. Maybe it could be because here's what I have. We find your story with the acting coach. I'm going to find her story. And typically, what she does is just pitches her launch. Like, I'm offering a class starting in January. She does one, and then whoever she gets, she hopes. And then throughout, she's doing a whole bunch of free, randomly topics of I'm an acting coach. Aren't I fun? Don't you want to study with me? And she told me, Ruth, this is like the difference between having a commercial and having like a mini series, and they get to know me, and then of course they're gonna want to work with me. I'm like, okay, great. Yes, that's what we'll do. So it's from what's your story, what's your brand, to then your brand awareness. So people over 6 weeks or whatever they want get to know, trust, and like you, and then help them. I mean, there's so many things I can offer, and then clarify the messaging, help you message this mofo so it lines up with your posts, with your other, offerings that you make, that it's just continually in different ways reinforcing your message and who you are. And so that's why the initial 3 months are really important, because I'm pushing them beyond, I sell this, you'll book work with me, which is what she's doing right now. And it's like, that's boring. And that's what everyone does. So anyway, she sees the value because she actually paid for StoryBrand, which is a total coincidence, $1,500. And she was like, I don't know how you're helping me with this. It's like, one, I'm your pain point person. I'm your ideal client, auditions and all that stuff. And two, I just know story. So I know an interesting story, and making you from like an A-list actor is not an interesting story, because first, acting coaches don't do that. And two, everybody and their grandmother's trying to promise that. So how are you going to stick out with that? And also part of my technique that is just instinctual, I ask them to bring me about 10 would be good, but whatever their testimonials are. So I get to hear how they're transforming people, and we use that. Because it's just like, I couldn't do this for myself. It's just one of those things. We cannot do that for ourselves. You need someone to reflect back. So I'm just,
Yeah, you sure
anyway.
do.
Yeah. So I'm just feeling like, okay, the thing that I naturally do, I think it can be a business and helpful to people who really understand the value of it, can see the results of it, and it's very quantifiable. So that's all I got for now, other than, so what do
Awesome.
I do next, Christine Aller?
So, how much are you charging?
Right now, zero, because being in creative cash flow, what I need to do, and like I said, I do this for abundance bounds. Miata's like, I don't wanna, this is fine. And it's like, okay, if you insist, but it's not, because I'm seeing as we clarify and clarify, we're getting results. So that's exciting to me to know, okay, you may not want it, but I know it works. So I feel like I need at least three more people to be beta testers so I can get testimonials. And for me to know, in different, because I have acting teacher, I have another woman who has an acting planner, and then I'm going to be working with an artist. So just a little diversity in that. So beyond that, I don't know what to charge. I mean, I don't know what to charge because I don't know how long it takes. Like one person was like, well, is it going to be done in a day? I'm like, no, this is not a one and done process. Sorry, not even in a million years. I'm not going to do that.
It's 3 months.
It takes a long time to figure out your story. Like I've been working with this woman already for 6 weeks. We're only halfway through the story brand. And then I'm going to use the context of, well, then we have to, because I'm just a midwife, just like I am with one person shows. What do you think is your brand? What do you agree with? Like I push and push for like ideas and to make it more, because it's scary, even for me, any entrepreneur, to differentiate yourself, right? And go, oh, but nobody else does that. Like, exactly. And that's why you will stand out. But it's still frightening. And I go, you have the final word on this. And then I haven't gotten to taglines. Like, there's the title, the tagline, and then what's the first 6 week series you want to do, which is the first one is the 5 steps to whatever. And then the following weeks are diving into those steps and then helping with their launch, which could include helping them with that webinar, you know, how to sell a webinar, which I'm not an expert at yet, but to make sure the story that they started on the first webinar continues all the way through. So it's like, and here are the pearly gates if you want that thing that I promise your transformation will be.
Okay, so it sounds like you're actually doing two, you could do two things for
Right,
a
right.
creative entrepreneur. One, find your story. Two, launch your offer.
Oh, I love that. Launch your offer. Yes.
Yeah, so the launch your offer is like, oh, well, if you want help with your webinar and the coordination of a launch and blah-diddy-hoo, that's a whole deal.
Okay, got it.
Separate from 12 weeks of your story and consistent messaging and awareness.
Yeah,
And
because once we
naturally,
get
you're ready to
that,
launch, but you don't want to fold in all these extras in that 12 week of like, and now I'll help you with your webinar. And now I'll,
got it.
that's big
Oh,
shit. That's big stuff.
it is. It is. Okay, you're right. Got it.
So it's, and are you meeting with her like, once a week
Weekly.
for 12 weeks. Okay. Yeah. So
Once a
12 weeks.
week, but I'm like, you know, for us to get you ready for your first webinar, we need to start working like an hour and a half or twice a week so that we can get through the story brand.
Okay. So technically in the future, if someone's like, hey, Ruthie, I got my boring story and in 4 months I want to launch this thing.
Okay.
Okay, then you have to do the story thing overlapped with the launch thing at the same time. And now
Okay.
we're meeting like twice a week.
Okay.
You know, like they have to pay for more. If they need more, they need more. And you have to be able to say, because remember, you're the leader.
Right.
You're, when someone hires you for expertise, when someone hires Jen for cello lessons, they are saying, lead me through this. I don't know what to do first or second or third. So when you're, but your clients guaranteed will come to you, Ruthie, and be like, so this is what needs to happen in this amount of time. And your job is to be like, I hear you. Big plans, grand ambitions. You can definitely get those done. And we can do it in the time frame, but we're going to be doing two things at once. So it's going to
Okay.
take more time, more meetings, and you're paying for both programs at the same time.
Okay.
Now, lucky you take the second program right after the first one, there's a discount.
Oh, okay.
If they go right from the story into the launch with no break, or they go story and launch overlap or at the same time, then they can have a discount on the second one.
Okay.
Why is that? Because from your point of view, because you've already wrapped your brain around their business. You already know exactly what's happening. So it's easier for you to do their launch if it happens right then when you've already wrapped or
Got
concurrently.
it.
But if you do the whole story thing and then back to you in a year or whatever, you're like having to reorient yourself again.
Oh, okay.
So full price. So what are, and the launch, your offer, is that 6 weeks of intense work? How long is
Yeah,
it?
I think because exactly what you said, my as I'm hearing the story and getting everything, I'm already getting ideas. I'm not giving them to her so that her brain doesn't go all over the place.
No, and you're not giving them to her because they're valuable.
Know, but she's my friend. But she's my friend. So I'm
Yeah,
just
but
like,
and her brain is all over the place.
yeah, her
But you're
brain is all
gonna,
over the place with stuff.
but I'm
Okay.
saying that that's gonna happen with all of your clients. You're gonna get all these great ideas. And you have to hold them and say,
Okay.
you know, it's been fantastic about these weeks that we've worked together is I've just been keeping a notebook full of these ideas.
Okay.
So if you
Okay.
ever want to work with me on a launch for a webinar, ooh, we can really running.
Oh, which is just true. That's what happens.
It's true,
Yeah.
but instead
Okay.
of giving all the ideas,
I've done that for so long. Oh my
know, but
God.
here's the real problem with it. If you give them all the ideas for free, they're not going to do anything with these great ideas. And then it's
Right.
just lost. So you might as well not
Right.
share them at all. You're not
Right.
being mean. You're like, they're not valuable if you don't also have accountability to implement.
Right. No, that's the truth. That's the
They're
truth.
only valuable if you do them. Okay. So find your story 12 weeks, launch your offer 6 weeks. So they can easily overlap if need be, or come right after one another.
Okay.
So how much are you going to charge? I want to know how much you're going to charge for Reelsies and then how much you're going to charge your beta people.
Oh my
Which
God,
is
I'm
like
charging my
90.
beta people. Oh my God,
Yes.
hold on, I'm losing my juice. That's amazing.
Everyone
I thought the
listen.
beta people were
Pull
free.
this recording very close to your ears and then turn the volume up right now. People need to have skin in the game. It's very rare, and you're very lucky, Ruthie, to have a free person who's working with you who's actually taking it seriously.
Yeah,
Probably
she is.
because she's
Well,
your
she
friend.
is.
Right.
And
And
she has a real business. She like and she sees the value in it.
right, but that's rare.
Okay.
People will peter off if it's free. People won't really implement if it's free. People will want you to give them more, 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 more if it's free. There's lots of
Right.
reasons why free doesn't really work in the way you hope it will.
I am doing a
So basically,
barter for her acting class, and her acting class is like $1,000 for 3 months or something, she says. And I also said, listen, I'll barter with you for it because it'll also, like, if she wants to continue working together, I'll be in the inside and tell you, like, how to shape your story even more.
I like this even better. You're getting something you actually want that's equivalent. What do you mean? Yeah.
No. I mean, yeah, I mean, it was a barter. Like, you know, I love
Did you
her. And
want
it
to
was like,
take the
what?
acting class?
Well, honestly, I'm going to tell you what happened. As I'm hearing her story and shaping it, I'm like, I want to do that class. Like, I'm selling her class. The way I'm shaping her story, I'm like, I want to take that class, you know? And that's what, like, all right.
Okay.
Because I don't know if she can deliver on the promise. I don't know if she does. I know, but what I know is working. That's why, like, I have something here. I'm actually selling myself on this person based on creating a good story for her.
Right. Okay, great. So, but in the real world, how much do you want to charge for this? 12 weeks.
Okay, so if I the mindset stuff, I'm sorry, Christine.
No, it's all
If
good.
I feel confident about this, I think $1,200 for 12 weeks is reasonable.
Right. Yes, 100%.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, because you're giving them an asset that they can use to make money with.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm paying my voice teacher $100 a lesson. I paid her $1,200 for 12 weeks
Wow.
because
Wow.
I'm very clear on how this is going to pay off for me. And that's what it takes. Like, that's a decent investment. Okay. So then the 6 week launch your offer. Don't say $600.
I can't say $600, just knowing the work that is involved, because
Correct.
now I'm okay. So the $1,200, the 12 weeks is me as a midwife. I'm just helping them pull out their story because it's so hard. We take our story for granted. We don't think it's any good. And I know how to go, oh, that crappy story here, or I just put together all these things. It's sort of like my magic power, and I just it comes out. But the 6 week launch is going to take crafting and more technique. I don't know how to explain that, but it's
Yeah.
more, it's going to use my teaching skills, lesson planning, and all sorts of things. Yeah,
So
that's where I'm a little bit more of a
how much
director.
are you
I don't
charging for
know.
that? with the idea that if they do it right with the
Well, for that, I would
finance
do
again.
$100 a week. Maybe it's $1,800 for, I don't know. I'm pulling this out of my butt, Christine. I don't know. $1,800 for 18 weeks if you do back to back. I
Okay.
don't know.
So finding your story is separate. Finding your story is 12 weeks for $1,200.
Okay.
Launching your offer, if they do it just completely separately,
I don't want to do that.
eight, what?
Do I want to do that? Tell me. Okay. Meaning someone comes off the street and says, I want to create an offer. I guess, why am I saying no to money? No.
No.
Okay. Okay,
A
good.
former client. Let's say I work with you on the find your story, and a
Right.
year later I'm like, Ruthie, I'm ready to like do a webinar, and
Got it.
I have to pay full price because you have to do a lot of like what's happened in a year, what's okay. So the full price for me coming back to you for launch your offer, what would you charge me?
Okay, a year later, we're going to create a 6-week launch. If
No,
I'm
you're going to work with them for 6 weeks. That doesn't mean it's a 6-week launch. If you're working
Oh,
with them for
okay.
6 weeks, it's probably going to be a 4-week launch because you're going to need 2 weeks of just
Right.
like, what are we
Right.
doing? And
Right.
they have to do a lot of the work. You have to
Right.
guide them through this. If you're going to do the work, it's like $5,000 easy.
Okay. Okay.
This is me
Okay.
guiding you in 6 weeks on how to do a 4-week launch, which is basically 3 weeks, and then you open the cart for a week.
Okay. Or it's just like, look, we'll do three so you learn what the sequence, like how to tell a story, and then you finish the story on your own. Okay. Oh, so I'm working with them for 6 weeks. I don't know, $800? I have no idea.
Yeah. Think of how much work. There's more work in the launch your offer than there
Yes,
is
there
in the find your
is.
story. So
Okay,
it's
so then
going
in
to
the
be,
launch, I'm going to be working on at least three. I'm going to be working on the actual sales one, right? Oh my God, then it's $1,000 easily. What, let's make it 1200 again. I don't, if I'm helping them with how to sell their thingamajig where they're going to make more money than they did before they worked with me, I don't feel guilty about making that $1,000.
Okay. I want you to stop thinking about time, 12 weeks, 6 weeks. I want you to think about work. So there's
Value,
less,
okay.
you're doing less work in Find Your Story and you're charging $1,200 for it. So the launch your offer is definitely going to be first and foremost more than $1,200. It's going to be more than that because there's more work involved.
Yeah, I was looking totally the 6 weeks.
Right. So how much more than $1,200 is it?
I guess I don't know because I've not worked on the launch with her yet, with my beta
Right.
client, to really know the amount of work that it is.
I think you might want to do $1,800 to start.
Okay.
And then if they buy it concurrent or right after the 12 weeks, if they buy it in conjunction with the other program, then you can give it to them for like $1,500. So they
Okay.
save, if they're like, I want to do the find your story and I want to do the launch your offer either right after the 12 weeks or overlapping with like the last couple weeks of the story thing. Then they can have $300 off and they can get it for $1,500.
Yeah.
And eventually that should go up because the value of having someone teach you how to launch an offer when you've never done it before or you've never done it successfully before is so valuable. Because there's so many moving parts, and then people think they have to do all of them and they
Right.
don't. It's like, what's going to be most effective? How are we going to organize this? It's like it's a hugely valuable. It's way more valuable than $800. I mean, $1,800. It's more than that. But you can start, somewhere where you feel more comfortable.
Yeah, because I don't feel like, I'm not helping them with their email sequence. It's just the webinars that lead them to their
Help
official
them with
launch.
whatever you want. But I wouldn't be writing their emails for them. You can be saying, okay, we need a series of
Oh,
emails.
right. Yeah,
We
that
need you
takes
to
all the
perform.
story. Yeah.
And then they
Yeah,
write
I can do
them.
that. Yeah, I can do that. I can totally do that. And then within that, I'll see what comes out and flows with my beta person, because then I can give her, for her Instagram. You know what I mean? Like, these are the topics you hit on Instagram based on your story for this first initial brand awareness launch into your, hopefully they enter your program.
And for you to not make this overtake your life,
Thank
for
you.
you to earn a net profit so that you're not working a bunch of hours that go way beyond what they're paying you for, you have to build the muscle of putting yourself in the position of guide.
Okay.
Meaning, if you get a client and you're like, okay, you're going to write a 10 email sequence. This is what the first email is about. This is the story that you're leading the clients through. This is what, and they're like, oh my God, I can't write these emails. I'm having so, then they need to hire a copywriter.
Okay.
That's not you.
Okay.
I don't know how to put together the website and the launching thing and the email fun. Great. Then let's hire somebody who can do that. Like they have to invest in their business. You're holding their hand through this process. You're not doing it for them. But you're gonna have to hold yourself back because you're multi-talented and you know how to do this shit, but they're not paying you enough. You can say, if you would like me to write stuff for you, I do it for $200 an hour. You can get cheaper people. It's
Right.
gonna
Okay.
cost you at least $1,000 because writing takes
Right.
much longer than you think, as you have seen by
Right.
trying to write them yourself. And that's why you have them write them themselves first, because then they start to get an idea of, ooh, this is good.
It means, yeah.
I mean, you're welcome to do execution, but you have to charge them for it.
Right. And that's what would stop me, because even with solo shows, where it felt like, but they're not writing it and that's my fault. And that's where I'm like, I don't want to do this business because I have to get them to write it. And with, I think entrepreneurs are more motivated, but the boundaries are clearer because it is their business that was up that, you know what I mean? I don't know why, but psychologically,
Yeah,
I,
good.
but at the same time, I still have that tendency where I have to make sure they do it. And that's my issue to get over.
And it's not necessarily an issue to get over. I think it's more of just a reframing. Is you're here to help them strengthen their muscles. And if you do it all for them, they're not strengthening their own muscles. And
Right.
let me tell you, it
Okay.
is really, really hard to watch someone do something that you know you could just swoop in and do it for them and it would be so much better. I have to
Right.
hold myself back all the time and it's super painful. But I've not held myself back on many occasions and then I hate it and I resent it and I'm like, oh my God, I've just taken on all this work for no reason. And my sister would always be like, what are you doing? You're an idiot. But I don't have her here anymore, so I have to like monitor myself.
Yeah.
But I
Thank
can
God
hear
she
her
said it to you
voice.
enough.
I can hear her voice. Yeah, like, what are you doing? Yeah. And I know that that's going to be the hardest thing for you to do is hold yourself back. But you're there to strengthen them.
Right.
And you have to say that to them. It'll be easier if you say it to them. I am
Okay.
here to guide you through this. I am here to take the work off the plate that doesn't need to be on your plate. We're only going to do this. I'm going to here to focus you, to hold you accountable, to tell you where you might need to get help. And I'm here
Okay.
to help you strengthen these muscles because this isn't about this launch. It's about all the launches you're going to do in the future. And if I do it all,
Right.
and people do that all the time, but people get paid upwards of $50,000 to do launches for
Wow.
people because it's that
Wow.
much work and they're going to make a bunch of money
Right,
for them.
right,
But
right.
it is so much work. And you frankly can't afford to do that work because you have a full-time job and you have
Yeah,
nagging
no.
and you have a whatever.
Yeah,
Yeah.
right.
So they can pay you a very small amount of money for what they're actually going to get.
Right.
And you will be like, I will see you through this launch.
Right. And that's, yeah, that's what I can do. That's what I know I can do because I've helped me how to do it. And that's what I want
Right?
to see. Okay, it worked. Can it work with other people?
Yes.
That's the phase of this that I'm at.
So now your beta people, except with the exception of this one friend that you're helping out,
Okay.
I'll let you do whatever you want to do with her.
Okay.
No one gets to do the beta of launch your offer, full freight.
Oh, okay. No.
That's not discounted. It's just too much.
Okay. Got it.
But what are the two to three beta people that you would love to put through finding your story? What's the discounted rate for them? Instead of $1,200, what's it going to be?
Oh, this is uncomfortable because I feel like they're friends and I'm trying it out. Oh my God. $100 a month to $300. I'm uncomfortable. Because I'm literally like, okay, so the villain is that, like, I'm looking at my book to explain it to them. And also, I haven't internalized the technique yet, but it's just to follow the framework. Once they answer the questions, I'm off to the races with story. But, to say I follow a story brand framework, I still have to internalize it.
That's lovely. And
$300? I know this is, you're seeing it in
well,
color,
here's the
why I'm
thing.
under
If
earning.
you're uncomfortable at 300, why don't you just be uncomfortable at 600?
Oh my God, I've got to tweet that or X that or no, Instagram that. That is. How do I say that? I mean, because these are people are friends and I'm seeing it as
Oh,
them doing me a favor because I feel like they're not going to do it. Let's put it that way. Let's be
yeah,
honest. They're not going to do it.
maybe they
They're not,
won't,
because,
but I bet you can go out and find two to three people. I'm beta testing a $1,200 12-week program. I need two to three people who want to work on this in the next 3 months, 50% off.
okay.
It might not be those people, but
No, it's
here's
not going
the
to
other
be.
thing. Part of the beta testing is to test if people want this thing. If you
Right.
can't find three people who want it at 50%, you're not going to
Right.
off. You're not find
Right.
three people who wanted it at 1200.
Right. I've just found people who want it for free. Okay.
Correct.
Got it.
And you're not working your marketing muscles if you're just like, will you do this for free? And they'll be like, okay, that doesn't strengthen your marketing muscles at all. But you being uncomfortable and offering it 50 for 50% off, and you contextualize it of like, this is beta, which means I'm going to be doing some experimentation here and figuring out what really works. And you're going to be paying far less to go through this wonderful process that will do this and this and this. And then at the end, I'm going to interview you on your experience of working with me and doing this process. That's our agreement. And by interview, that's what you get your testimonial stuff from, is the interview. Where were you were before? Why did you want to do this? What did you think it would get? What was the experience like? What happened? What was your biggest aha moments? What's your end result? The arc of the journey. And then that gives you all the testimonial goodness you need. And it really gives you a case study.
Right.
So you can write it as a case study. Here's what I did with a client, or you can just pull and use it as testimonial. That's why I like to do client interviews rather than just write me a testimonial.
No, absolutely.
And it gives you good feedback too. So that's what the exchange is. I get to experiment so I can figure out how best to do this. You'll probably get extra stuff as I, learn. You get it for half price, and I'm going to interview you, and you're going to let me use that material for my marketing. And that's the deal. And there are two to three people out there who are going to be like, oh my God, answer to my prayers. Because I don't want to spend $1,200, but I do want to do this process. And the only mindset work you really have to do is being like starting to get yourself excited and curious about who those two to three people are going to be. I
Okay.
get to be the answer. I am going to be the answer to somebody's prayers. And then you
Okay.
have to get good at explaining why they need this. And they need it because you know you're good at what you do, but you're just having a hard time sharing that with people, getting them to notice you, standing out from the bunch. And it's
Right.
because you're talking about your business, but you're not talking about your story.
Right. Yeah.
And let me tell you, your story is one of the hardest things for you to extract from yourself on your own.
It's true.
It's true. So you need to do this with someone who can help you. You can read books, you can listen to podcasts, you can piece all this information together over a longer period of time. But if this is something you want to dial in as we start this new year, work with me for the next 12 weeks, and you will have language that sparkles about your business in a way that you've never had before that will resonate with your ideal clients and attract them to you. There you go. Just say that.
Oh my God, I need to hire you, Christine Aller. That's
You just did. You just got it because you're here. Yeah,
amazing.
that's what you say to them. Thank you, Jen. I appreciate it. Yeah. So this is totally doable. I'm so excited for you, Ruthie. You're so good at this. This money is in the sweet spot and doable for a lot of entrepreneurs.
Okay.
Yeah. The thing about entrepreneurs, creative entrepreneurs, we're so ambitious. We want it all, and we want it all yesterday.
Right.
So, if you can help people, and this is a big pain point, the story, because it's really hard to get it out of yourself.
Right.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, you're going to have repeat clients because every time they come up with a new offer, they're going to
Right.
need languaging around that. And the launch your
Right.
offer, you'll probably have repeat clients too. And I would definitely reinforce when people hire you for that piece of like, look, this is a great investment. You're going to make some money with your launch. I highly recommend the next time you launch, we do this again because this is
Okay.
like peeling back the layers of the onion, and we'll be able to do more and more and more. Two or three times with me doing this, you'll be good to go.
Right. Yeah, it'll be in
Plant
reinforced.
that seed instead of, can I learn all of this in a weekend? It's like, yeah, you can try. I'm not going to teach it to you though. Feel free to read all the books.
Yeah, no, that
Yeah.
it's really, I know it's really valuable. I've watched enough Shark Tank to know they're like, if your message isn't clear, you don't know your customer, I can't invest in your company, over
Right.
and over and over. So I'm like, that actually matters. And
So
then
you
just before, yeah, tell me.
I just want to say, your problem is never going to be delivering. You can deliver, Ruthie. Your problem is you're
Okay.
going to want to over deliver. And that is where that's where you're going to eat your profit, is
Right.
by delivering. So
Okay.
hold yourself back. Hold
Stop
yourself
over.
back.
Well, my therapist will be back
Monitor the
from.
time of your meeting.
Okay. Last question that's
Your
kind of
therapist will be what?
unrelated. My therapist will be back from maternity leave in December, thank God. So this is, I had a wonderful opportunity to be uncomfortable with my rate. It was for a facilitation thing. This person, it was nebulous. I had to travel. She's been a executive coach for 30 years. And I, because I'm in creative cash flow. And I said, she was like, give me a rate and blah, 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 blah. I was like, what's your budget? I have no idea. And that was a crock. That was such a crock. I'm like, okay. Then I decided, okay, I need $500 to wear pants and drive for an hour and speak another language. And she's speaking to me in the language of business, which is, I have no idea. Fine. I'm going to speak in, again, I'm going to speak in business language too and give you a rate. We're going to negotiate on that rate because she even said, tell me something and we'll talk about it. Well, I was like $600 a day, which I was very proud of myself. I was like, I don't even care if I get this. I need to find, I'm desperate for change. I haven't heard back from her, which is fine, not surprising, but I feel like in what I was thinking of writing back to her on Monday is just like, hey, I haven't heard back from you. I'm not sure if you got my email, but you said we would discuss the rate. Haven't heard back from you. I don't know. Should I just ignore it? Nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
Here's the
gone.
story.
Okay.
Here's the story to tell yourself. She's figuring out how to get the money. Give her some time to figure out how to get the money to pay you. Yeah. She'll come back to you. If she did not get your email, she'll pop back in with like, I never heard back from you about that. And
Right,
you send her the email and go, oh, I'm so sorry.
okay.
Balls in her court.
Okay, great. That see, this is the there's a language, there's a culture of business, and that's what I'm trying to develop. And I felt like, again, Shark Tank, you negotiate high and then you get find them in the middle. And I was like, well, I'm willing to do it for 400. So she tells me she has no idea. I'm gonna say 600, and so let's talk money.
That's right. I'm so proud of you.
I'm watching a lot of Shark Tank and observing and trying
Watched
to build
every
these
episode.
muscles. It's the
Yeah,
best.
pick up a lot.
So, yeah. So that's what I was like. If she's going to tell me, I have no idea, then I'm going to tell her $600.
I once did an organizing job for an NFL, retired NFL player and his wife and his gorgeous family in the home they built in Arizona, and they flew me out. And I quoted $5,000 for the week. And at the end, I was doing my interview on camera, my on camera inter client interview with them. And I asked him, like, la, la, la. And one of the things he said was, like, yeah, and you were like really affordable because I was ready to give 7,000. I was like, fuck me. And he was like, but I was so happy you said five. I was like, fantastic. Fantastic.
Painful, painful
Yeah. And
lessons,
I
but it's
was like, oh
hard.
my God. $5,000, like, oh, the I was afraid to lose it. This is so silly. So when someone goes, oh, I don't know, then great, ask for what you really want. Like, I would have gone like 1,000 and then negotiated down, like, ask for crazy if they're not gonna give you any hints.
Yeah. And it just
Because,
really annoyed me because it was a clear lie.
yeah, well, it's an obfuscation. But here's the thing, guys. The fear is, oh my gosh, if I quote too high, then they're going to just leave or ghost
Right.
me. And it's like, well, if they're not going to say anything, and that's going to be their reaction to you picking a number based on nothing,
Right.
then you don't want to do business with them because they're weird and squirrely, and that's not good for business.
Right.
But if they go, I don't know, you tell me. You give them a really high number. If they're good at doing business, they'll just come back and be like, well, I was thinking more along. Whoo, I was thinking more like 300. And then you go,
Right.
well, can't really, but we could do here. If they don't come back to you, you dodged a bullet and you don't want to do business with them anyway, because they are not good at it. So for Ruthie, she hit the ball over to your side of the court going, hey, you want to do this? Give me an, and you said, sure, what's the number? And you hit the ball back to her. And then she hit the ball back to you and said, I don't know. You tell me. And then you hit the ball back to her. So you don't need to follow up. The ball is in her court. It's her turn to hit it back to you. And she's either going to hit it back or ghost you.
Okay.
And then you go on with your life.
Yeah. I have. I'm proud of myself, but then I was like, yeah, I forgot. I didn't think of this
No, that's
aspect where the
very
ball
natural.
is not in my court.
Yeah, it's a natural thing. I'm not like, It's not
No,
bad.
it's good. It's great. I mean, I was so proud of myself when I sent that number because it was an insane number. And I'm like, the obstacle is the way. I don't need to get this job. I need to practice asking for what I believe I'm worth and beyond.
Yes, that's the big picture perspective. That right now is way more important. It always
Than the
is really,
job.
but than the actual job. Because you can go get more money. You can go get another client. You can go do that.
Right.
This practice is what builds your future. Guys, thank you so much. That's a great note
Thank
to end
you,
on. That
Christine
was
Allard.
very instructive. Thank you, Jen. And thank you, Karen Eileen. See you again later this month.
Thank you. Cheers,
Thanks.
everybody.
Bye,
Bye,
everyone.
see you in 2 weeks.
Bye, Anna. Bye, guys.